What is up, you guys? Welcome back. So happy to have you here. So as most of you know, I am expecting my first kid. And because of that, I've been doing kind of a lot of reflecting on, you know, how I'm going to parent. This, you know, all the overwhelming thoughts that I'm going to have is, and that I'm having now as a soon to be mom. But one of the things that was really on my heart is, you know, I have this list of phrases and sayings that I never want my kid, or even someone else's kid, or even my friends or family members to never hear me say. So, you know, right now I am having a boy, so this is probably not going to be as big of an issue. I'm not saying boys do not struggle with body image issues and stuff, but we just know that, you know, girls are really thrown into that world of negative body image, and, you know, girls can be talked down to a lot and be extra self-conscious about their bodies. So whether you have kids, don't have kids, have a boy, have a girl, have many, definitely want you to listen to this episode, because, you know, you are probably, if you're not going to have kids, you're probably going to be someone that, you know, other people's kids look at and look up to, whether it be a friend's kids, maybe nieces, nephews, maybe younger siblings. I just think as, you know, adults, that it's really our responsibility to set this positive, like, just be a positive role model and to give, like, this next generation a wonderful environment so, you know, they can thrive. And because of how society and the media, and for some of us, you know, maybe it was your parents, it's the reasons why you have these negative thoughts. I want to set up the next generation for success. So whether or not you were telling yourself these things now, let's get it in check so that our future kids, our, you know, future friends' kids, nieces, nephews will never have to hear these words come out of our mouths. Hey, you guys, welcome to the Empowered Podcast, hosted by your girl, Miranda Lee. I hope you're ready to get confident, throw away the all or nothing mindset, fully surrender to God, and strive to be 1% better every day. Don't forget, you are enough, you are worthy, and you are loved. Alrighty, let's get this party started. Alright, so the first thing that my kid will never hear me say is they will never hear me say that I look fat or chunky or comment on my weight saying that I need to lose weight. When we are born, we are not born with like naturally body shaming. We are not born with that instinct to look in the mirror and be critical of our body, of our weight, of, you know, where our fat is held. That is something that is taught. It is not like if we were never taught that, it would not happen. It is because of what society and what diet culture has taught us and what we've heard other people around us, whether it's family members, friends, whether they're commenting on your body or commenting on their own, it makes us more aware and just self-conscious in a negative way. So when we hear other people talking bad about their bodies, in turn, it makes us look in the mirror and say, well, if something's wrong with their body, like, what's wrong with my body? And then they start becoming more critical of themselves. So I vow to never say that, especially in front of my kids, because I don't want my children or someone else's children, or, you know, I even make sure not to say this in front of adults if that's how I'm feeling. Because here's the thing, why would you say it in front of other people? And then it also puts them in the awkward situation where it's like they have to be like, oh, no, you look great. And like, come on, we don't need that external validation. The only validation you need is the validation from yourself. So stop seeking that external validation and making people feel uncomfortable when you look in the mirror and be like, oh my gosh, I look so fat today. But that was a side note. Total side note, but I never want my kid to hear me say that, because it is going to teach them how to be critical of their own bodies. And I want my child to learn how to love themselves, just love themselves with every inch of their being, and not base their worth off of how much they weigh, if their body changes over time. Because come on, we've learned that your body is going to change, especially, you know, going through puberty, going through elementary school. Like, oh my gosh, my body changed so much. And yeah, when I was younger, I carried a lot of extra fat, and it was easy to be critical of my body because of how I heard other people talking about their bodies. And it can be especially triggering when someone who is, you know, very obviously smaller than you talking negatively about their body, then of course you're going to think, well, if this person who's smaller than me thinks that that body is fat or needs to lose weight or is chunky, then what is my body? I think we've all been there when someone like in your friend group who's like very obviously smaller than you like makes a comment about their own body, and it's like indirectly a jab at you, because you know, you weigh more than them, you're bigger than them, you don't have their body. And you know, it can make you feel so self-conscious. So to do that, especially, you know, when you've already grown into your body and your child is going through all these phases and changes, we cannot talk negatively about our own bodies, because it's only going to lead them to talk negatively about theirs. All right, so the next thing that my kid will never hear me say is that I'm being bad or I'm being good depending on what I'm eating. I don't want my kids to think that food has moral value, because like I've talked about in previous podcast episodes, it doesn't and it shouldn't. And diet culture has taught us that certain foods are good or bad. You know, white rice is bad and brown rice is good and cupcakes are bad and salads are good. Like, we're taught that these certain foods are labeled good and bad. Therefore, if we eat them, we're being good or bad. So I never want to say in front of my kid or someone else's that, you know, just because I'm having some chips at a birthday party or I'm having that slice of cake, that I'm being bad. Because once again, even though you're not talking about other people and you're talking about yourself, it makes other people and it makes your kids kind of reevaluate, you know, their relationship with food in their life. Because, you know, if an adult's doing it or if all these other people are doing it, it must be right. And it's not. So we need to stop labeling food as good or bad, or saying that we ourselves are good or bad. Like, oh, I'm going to be good today and not eat cake. So then your kid's going to feel guilty if they do eat cake, because then they're going to think that that's bad. And your kid's going to start to develop, or, you know, someone's going to start to develop that all or nothing mentality. And you guys, you already know that that all or nothing mentality is so detrimental to your mental health and your physical health. And like I said a million times, I'll say it again, food has no moral value. So that is not something that your kids are born with, just associating food as good and bad. It's something that they learn. So let's not teach them that food is good or bad. Let's teach them that all food has a place in our lives. All food is good in moderation, and food is not a reflection of who we are as a person, if we're good or bad or being good or bad. The next one, I never want my kid to hear me commenting on someone else's body. This is, oh man, this one's kind of sticky, because I feel like even if what you think you're saying is positive, it could be taken negatively. So, you know, the obvious one is like, don't point at a stranger or maybe someone and be like, oh, he or she is fat, or so-and-so has gained weight. But how about the less obvious ones, like being like, wow, Aunt so-and-so has lost so much weight, they look so good. That is going to in turn have your kid, which has probably happened to you, you're going to think that because someone loses weight, that makes them more beautiful, more worthy, more noticeable. And they're going to think that that's what they need to do, that they need to lose weight in order to quote unquote look good. So I think just being aware of the comments that you are saying, even if it's not, you know, about your kid or about yourself. Like, what are you saying about other people? Because, you know, kids listen to everything. To everything. So, and that's how they learn. So, just being aware of the comments that you're making about other people's bodies. And, you know, just don't make comments about other people's bodies. Whether it's negative or as what you think is positive, it still can be taken negatively. So the next one, my kid is never going to hear me say that I'm going to burn off a certain food, or if we're exercising, that I'm, you know, earning my lunch or earning my dinner or dessert. I don't want that's going to lead to such an unhealthy relationship with food and the gym. And coming from someone who has struggled with that so much, it is so, oh man, it's just so detrimental to your mental health and your physical health to think that you have to, you know, earn food, or you don't deserve food if you don't work out, or because you eat something that is maybe higher in calories or is not like the healthiest option, that you have to go burn it off, that you have to go work out in order to make up for what you just ate. No, that's gonna lead them to have a negative relationship with the gym, because remember, the gym is supposed to be a place where we celebrate what our body can do, where we push it to its limits to see what our body is capable of. The gym isn't a place to punish ourselves for what we ate. And by making these comments about burning off a food that you ate or having to, you know, work out in order to earn a meal is making it seem like the gym is literally a punishment and that food is something that has to be earned. It does not have to be earned. So we have to stop saying that. And like I said in the very beginning, if you don't have kids, these are still things that you need to stop saying. You know, even I don't say these things. And even when I hear other people in my life or even strangers like saying these things, it's just like, oh man, it just kind of triggers me. I'm just like, it just makes you want to be like, hey, I need you to listen to my podcast because I tell you not to do this stuff. But anyways, the last thing that I want to add to this list is I never want my kid to hear me say that, you know, we'll start back up on Monday, or, you know, on January 1st, we'll start going to the gym again. Or I think most of it is like the whole Monday thing. Like we'll start again on Monday, or we'll try again on Monday, because I want my kids to know that like life happens and it's okay. And I don't want them to think that like health and wellness and fitness is a wagon that you fall off of. There's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be like life's going to throw things at you. And shoot, if you go on vacation and you only work out, you know, maybe like once or twice during like your 2-week vacation, I don't want them to be like obsessed with it. Like the same way I was thinking, you know, having that all or nothing mindset. It's like, you know what? Your priority on vacation, you know, might just be family time and having fun and making memories and, you know, trying to work out if you can. But if it doesn't, I don't want them to think it's the end of the world. And I don't want them to think that, you know, Monday, you know, let's try to start over again. Let's try to start over to be perfect. Because I never want them to think that that's the goal, is to be perfect and to just strive for unrealistic expectation, which is perfection. I want them to be okay with, you know, the decisions that they make, and that, you know, life is going to throw things at them. And I still want to set, you know, that example of, you know, eating well to fuel our body and working out because, you know, it makes me feel good and I want it to make them feel good. But I don't want them to have a negative relationship with food or the gym, or thinking, like I said before, it's that healthiness is a wagon that you can just fall off of and just hop back on Monday. Life happens and that's normal. And I just want them to trust themselves and trust their own journey and not have guilt associated with certain days where it might not be their healthiest days, because that's just life. So like I said in the beginning, you don't need this if like you have, if you have kids or you don't have kids, I think it's something, a mindset shift that we all need to, adjust and shift. And maybe in one of these five things, on my list, maybe one of them is something that you struggle with, something that you say now, and you can totally make it a goal to try to reframe your mindset and reframe the way you talk to yourself. So if you are someone who, you know, maybe all of these things are still how you talk to yourself currently, and you want to change your mindset, you want to have that mindset shift, you know, that's what I work on with my one-on-one coaching before we, you know, dive into, all right, let's change this about your diet or this about your exercise. Like, the most important part is really having that mindset shift to learn to love yourself at all phases in your body and to build that self-confidence and body confidence. And everything else will follow. And I promise you, it'll be so much easier to make those healthy choices, to be more disciplined with going to the gym. It'll be 10 times easier when you switch your relationship from hating yourself and being critical and looking at the mirror and being disappointed to loving yourself, accepting your body the way it is, understanding that you're going to go through phases and changes. And love is really the biggest motivator. We think that we can hate ourselves into loving ourselves, and that's not how it works, you guys. So if you are ready to, you know, make that change, make that mindset shift, you can sign up for one-on-one coaching with me. Just email me at thisismirandalee@gmail.com, or you can still sign up for Diet Ditchers Academy, which is a 6-week e-course. You do it at your own pace. And in the beginning, like, it's all like the first week is all about that mindset shift, creating a morning routine to set the mood for everything else. So if you are interested in signing up for that 6-week e-course that you get to keep forever, you can retake it if you want to. Like I said, completely self-paced, go to thisismirandalee.com/DDA, as in Diet Ditchers Academy. All right, you guys, that is it for today's episode. I hope something that I said resonated with you, and let's just all focus on having more positive self-talk, whether it's for ourselves or for others in our lives, or for maybe even the little ears that we have in our own house. I love you guys. I will see you in the next episode.